Greetings, it's Brother Steve again with the Daily Inspiration. We're going to continue our looking at deception. This morning we're going to look at false prophets and how to mark false prophets, starting in Deuteronomy chapter 13. Deuteronomy chapter 13. And verse 1-3, if there arise among you a prophet, or a dreamer of dreams, and giveth thee a sign or a wonder, and the sign or wonder come to pass, whereof he spake unto thee, saying, let us go after other gods which thou hast not known, and let us serve them. Thou shalt not hearken unto the words of that prophet, or that dreamer of dreams, for the Lord your God proveth you, to know whether you love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul. Here he's saying that if a prophet among you, if he prophesies something, even if the prophecy he says comes to pass, doesn't necessarily validate the prophet. Says if he wants to take you off after other gods, then you need to shun him anyway. So Matthew 24 is an example of that. Matthew 24 verse 23 gives you where Jesus talks about how false prophets will arise. Then if any man shall say unto you, lo, here is Christ, or there, believe it not. For there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. So the point he's making here in Deuteronomy and in this, and Jesus is making here, is that just because the prophet is doing signs and wonders does not mean that he's a true prophet. In this context, he's saying if you know that Christ is here or Christ is there. You know, we see that all the time in our day where people want to draw men to themselves and, you know, make dates when Christ is coming back and have all kinds of different things like that. But he says if he's taking you off after another god, then we should not listen to him. Deuteronomy chapter 18 is another passage there. It comes at it from a slightly different angle. Verse 18. I will raise them up a prophet from among their brethren, like unto thee, and will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak unto them all that I shall command him. And it shall come to pass, and it shall come to pass that whosoever will not hearken unto my words, which he shall speak in my name, I will require it of him. But the prophet which shall presume to speak a word in my name, which I have not commanded him to speak, or that shall speak in the name of other gods, even that prophet shall die. And if thou say in thine heart, how shall we know the word which the Lord hath not spoken? When a prophet speaketh in the name of the Lord, if the thing follow not, nor come to pass, that is the thing which the Lord hath not spoken, but the prophet hath spoken it presumptuously, thou shalt not be afraid of him. So here's saying that if a prophet prophesies something and it does not come to pass, then we don't believe the prophet and we call him a false prophet. You know, some people want to say that in the New Testament that changed, that because of 1 Corinthians 13 there where it talks about whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. They say that in the New Testament the standard is lowered, that a prophet, prophecies can fail or something like that, but that is not the case. You know, God cannot lie. If God is speaking, God says something, then it will come to pass. There is no second chance. There's no, you know, in the Old Testament it was you got one shot. In the New Testament, it's the same way. If you're speaking as God, thus saith the Lord, then it better be true. So then we're going to go on to 2 Peter. Gives a little bit of some words there of warning again against false prophets and false teachers. 2 Peter chapter 2, starting in verse 1. But there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privately shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. And many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. And through covetousness shall they with feigned words make merchandise of you, whose judgment now of a long time lingereth not, and their damnation slumbereth not. There again, a warning of this is New Testament. False prophets and false teachers talks about making merchandise of your souls. The picture I get there is, you know, some of the large gatherings you see, and there's a lot of pressure on the people to give. To put in the offering box and then walk away with millions just for their lectures or whatever, and false signs and wonders and things like that. And just need to be very aware of those things in our day. There's a lot of preachers out there that are, you know, preaching a false Jesus that's not the Jesus that the Bible teaches. It's all centers around money, and you know, they fly around in their private jets and whatever, and just need to be aware of that. Making merchandise of men's souls, making money off of men's souls. So end there for this morning. God bless you.